Hello, I'm Keith Kam, and I'll be speaking with Dato' Azman Mahmud, the Chief Executive Officer of the Malaysian Investment Development Authority, or MIDA, a 47-year-old government agency spearheading efforts to get more investments into the manufacturing and services sectors in Malaysia. Now, Dato' Azman, MIDA has shifted its focus in investments and is looking more towards the quality of investments rather than their absolute value. Do tell us what constitutes quality investments and the role knowledge workers play in attracting quality investments.
To us, quality investment comprise to that industry that high technology, high value added, knowledge intensive, skill intensive, design and R&D intensive kind of activities, and also we have a very strong linkages to domestic industries.
Right.
So that's our perspective for quality investment.
Do take us through what MIDA's role is in developing and promoting knowledge workers in Malaysia in this case.
Taking on from the quality investment, so what we do is we are promoting more quality projects to be established in Malaysia,
mm-hmm.
regardless of whether it is capital intensive or knowledge intensive. So that is how we create the opportunities for knowledge workers to have job opportunities in Malaysia. So by doing that, we're hoping to create a situation where job opportunities in the high-end area will be established, will be created through approvals and also the investment proposals that are coming in. The other step is we look at policy advocacy role that MIDA is embarking on for many years. That is also one of our role in our daily interaction with various agencies, where we are involved in a number of initiatives. For example, the Graduate Employability Task Force, the Industrial Advisory Panel with the Polytechnic, and various studies conducted mm-hmm. by various agencies within the government.
So in this case, I suppose it's easy to measure your performance, MIDA's performance, using quantitative investments. How do you measure your performance, MIDA's performance, when it comes to quality investments?
It is various indicators, actually. Number one, of course, CIP ratio, capital investment per employee ratio. Number two is the intensity of the R&D. Mm-hmm. And number three is the number of jobs at the level of engineers and above.
Right.
And the technical expertise required by the industry. So those are the few indicators that I want to mention.
Right.
Of course, there are many others. Just to name a few as an additional indicators, we are actually looking at new industries for economic growth, especially in the advanced electronics, biotechnology, optics and photonics, renewable energy, petrochemicals, life science, pharmaceuticals, including aerospace and machinery and equipment. That is on the manufacturing side. Not to forget the services side, where we work very closely with agencies like Invest Kuala Lumpur or Invest KL in establishing a regional hub or regional centers, regional headquarters, where some of this establishment will have engineering, procurement type of services which caters for their subsidiaries and affiliates across the region that we can look at. When you talk about quality investment, it has to meet all those criteria before we term it as good projects or good quality investment.
Thank you, Dato' Azman. We have been speaking with Dato' Azman Mahmud, the Chief Executive Officer of the Malaysian Investment Development Authority, or MIDA. I'm Keith Kam. This is BFM 89.9, the Business Station.